Lenore adopted the fort's name for his house. The red part with the porch came first. He built the extension without a connecting door for himself and Anne in 1823. They had let their son's family move in, and William found their brood ill-behaved. The house apparently was saved from destruction by United States forces during the Civil War because Lenore's grandson Rufus and the federal commander were both members of the Grand Masons. Guided tours offer views of the rooms and pass along stories of the Lenore family and descendants who lived here until 1964. You can see artifacts like housewares and many furnishings owned by Lenore and his family, including some from their American Revolution home. There is also a very unique chair, described in footnote 16 for those who can't visit. A European chestnut tree planted by Lenore is at the right rear corner of the garden. A beech that was already 200 years old during the war lives on in the far left corner of the clearing behind the house. Unfortunately, attempts by archaeologists to find the slave quarters have failed. The nearby city, the county containing Kinston, and a street in the capital city of Raleigh are all named for Lenore.